Well, welcome to Grand Junction High School, where the Glenwood Demons are about to take on the Grand Junction Tigers. We are in one of the oldest gyms I've ever been in. We're in a press box kind of booth all the way up at the top level. It's like a Hoosiers kind of gymnasium. We're going to try to give you the best we can. We do have to, in order to see the game clock, one of us has to lean our head out the window and squat down. So, but we're going to give you the best coverage we can. Glenwood Demons. We just now got our field mic working. Glenwood Demons, the Lady Demons are coming off a loss. They just lost against the Summit Tigers just on Tuesday night. Now they're going to be taking on Grand Junction. The boys got a nice win on Tuesday night against the Summit Tigers. So the boys are coming off a nice performance there. The girls team, Ron, looked like they had a really good chance at the beginning of that game. They led the first quarter by 4 points, 2 points, something like that, and then it just kind of got away from them. Ended up losing, in the end. But we saw a spark there. So
yeah,
coming into tonight, a little hopeful.
They lose at 42-31. Their fifth loss in a row, 0-1 in league. That was a non-league game. And if you're a pretty good first quarter, 4 points in the second and third quarters, and then the fourth quarter, they came alive, scored 13 points. And Lindsey Helms, again, had a strong performance, 11 points. And Bailey Winder. And, we talked about Lindsey really isn't built to be a post player, but she has to. She's got to step in there and do that. And Bailey Winder, we've seen sparks where she's getting rebounds, she's getting blocks, she's got good instincts. So she's going to have to step up.
Yeah, now if we could get Bailey Winder to move more and get open more, I think you'd see her score some more. She's got a really good 10-12-foot jumper. There, that seems to be her sweet spot, just around the box, a little bit further out.
Yep.
She gets a nice little jump shot going there. And Lindsey Helms is kind of the one that focuses mostly on putbacks and that kind of thing. But they still need a point guard, though.
Yeah,
still need somebody who can dribble and distribute.
So I think I told you, I called a few games in this old gym. This is going to, I think, it'll be the last time we'll call a game in this historical gym, because the wrecking ball is going to come take it down at the end of May.
Yeah,
they're building a brand new campus, new gym, new facilities here at Grand Junction High School, and this old Hoosier-like gym.
Yeah, I was, while you were getting the field mic going, I was telling everybody this is one of the oldest gyms I've been in.
Yeah, I mean, I can just see players in the baggy wool socks and the PF Flyers or old black and white Converse high tops. Man, I remember calling a district tournament here some years back where this is one of the venues, this Grand Junction Central, Palisade even, and Mesa. And Jack and I were just, we'd finish a game and then we'd hop in the car and do a Starsky and Hutch out of the parking lot and peel off to the next game.
You may also make a donation online at cancer.org. Join officials across the country in the fight against cancer.
So we got
at this time, please
kind of an obscured viewpoint. It's a great perspective of the court, but you're going to have to be the clock man. Glenwood Demons girls against the Grand Junction Lady Tigers. Grand Junction plays in the 6A, 5A Southwestern League. Grand Junction 0-3 in league, 4-11 overall. And just like Glenwood, they've lost five straight, so they're going to be hungry for a win. Glenwood 5-10. Both teams, I mean, this is a pretty evenly matched couple of teams. Both teams averaging about 36 points per game. Rebounds around 26 a game. Assists, Glenwood has an edge, 10-4. Steals, about 8, almost 9 steals per game, 6 for Grand Junction. And blocks, around 2 a game. Lana Mosier, longtime head coach. Wonderful coach, trying to rebuild the program after a marvelous year last year, of course, going to the Final Four, knocking off George Washington, the number one team. It's a magical season. Starters for Grand Junction. Let's see here. All right. Starters are Nerea Sills, number 12. Hayden Bunnell, number 15. Lauren Kelly, number 21. Number 23, Ella Alderman. And Harper Young. For Glenwood, Taya Nykirk, Chloe Davies, Maddie Stewart, Bailey Winder, and Lindsay Helms. Could be Winder, the opening tip with Harper Young. And we are underway. The tip goes to Grand Junction. And almost a turnover there. It is a turnover. A steal by Lindsay Helms. Maddie Stewart's got the ball. High post left side. Lobs it to Chloe Davies. Davies to Helm to Stewart. Going around the perimeter. Taya Nykirk. Top of the key to Davies. Right wing to Lindsay Helms. Helms to Stewart. Bailey Winder trying to post up. And Harper Young, she's got an inch or two in height on Bailey Winder. She's a good-sized girl. Stewart's got it. Bounce pass to Winder. Ball knocked away. Out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Davies inbounding to the baseline. Pass into Helms. Helms shoots and hit the underside of the rim. Rebound controlled by Glenwood. As Nykirk got it, goes to Winder. Back to Nykirk. She puts up a three from the corner. That's not even close.
Yeah, it was way short. Young comes up with it.
Grand Junction ball. No score yet. Just underway.
Oh, another steal by Lindsay.
Steal by Helms. One-on-one. Stops. Pivots. Traveled. Pivoted a little too much. We start the game off with turnovers on both teams. Here's a pass half court, almost stolen by Winder. Got a hand on it, tipped it out. Oh, they're going to say Glenwood ball.
Yeah, that was a football pass. That was a 30-yard pass.
Yeah, pretty good arm. Pass into Nykirk. Here half court. Goes to Davies, top of the key. To Nykirk, left wing. Fakes left, goes top of the key. Davies fakes the three. Here's Winder, left wing. It's a 3-2 zone for Grand Junction. Here's a drive by Helms. Got past the defenders. Put up a shot. It was out of bounds. Nobody blocked it. Just hit the underside of the rim. They're not using the glass. It's been one of my big complaints. Here's the window. Here's another long pass up the court. And Winder's going to pick it off. Boy, this is turnover city.
Yeah. Pass to who?
Nykirk's got it. No score yet. Stewart. Here's Helms in the far corner. Nykirk gets the ball. Hands it off to Helms. Helms drives, bounces it off her toe and out of bounds.
No score, but 7 turnovers so far.
Grand Junction draws a foul.
Yeah, it's going to go against Nykerk.
Yep.
Well, you've got a window open. Mine won't open. So I'm looking at smudges.
Yours will open. It just won't stay
no,
open.
No, it won't stay. Yeah.
And it tries to fall out of its frame.
Another near turnover. And it is turnover.
It is a turnover. Yep. Yep. Out of bounds.
Bobbled there by Hayden Bunnell. No score. I'll get excited when someone scores the first basket. Believe me. You'll know when someone scores.
Kenna Young checks in for Grand Junction.
Davies puts up a three. Why not? Oh, that was online. A little bit off the rim, though. Rebound taken by Maria Sills. Bounce pass right side to McKenna Young. Sills fakes a shot. Goes the baseline to Alderman. It's a shot. Put up. Does it go? Rebound taken by Davies in the corner. Still scoreless. Nykerk up center court, left wing to Davies. All alone for a three, tried again. Tried to back it that time, missed it. Rebound taken by Stewart. Goes to Winder, her shot is blocked. Rebound, loose ball, put up shot by Davies, or Helms, that didn't go. Went out of bounds. Now we got a foul. Davies called for the foul. Grand Junction ball out of bounds.
We got a Junction player with a necklace or something on. The refs want to taking that off. So Lane comes in for Young.
Genevieve Lane. Glenwood putting on the press. Still no score. It's a pass up the court to Lane. Baseline jump. No, she passed it through the key. Shot put up. Doesn't go. Second shot goes over the backboard. Over the moon. Out of bounds. And another turnover. Jalen Hansen checks in for Grand Junction. What do you see on the clock there?
It's 5:20.
Okay. 5:20 left in the first. Still scoreless. Stewart to Davies, left wing. Lobs it down low. Weak side to Nykerk. In the key to Helms, who banks it in. There's the first basket. Hallelujah.
Yeah, 5:06 to go. First score.
Grand Junction having trouble with the Glenwood press. 2-0 Lady Demons, and a timeout called by Grand Junction head coach. It's a 30-second timeout. Timeout. 2-0 Glenwood over Grand Junction. Lindsay Helms with the first basket. Does a better job of passing the ball, finding the open player.
Yeah.
Lindsay was there just before the 3-second violation was called. She was kind of camping out in the key. Nykerk found her there. So Tay with the assist.
Well, Lindsay's had a couple of good moves in that first quarter. Just her shots were, I mean, two of them looked like they got blocked.
Yeah.
And one of them just, like you said, wasn't using the backboard. If she can dial that in, she's getting open for shots.
Oh, yeah. Junction ball out of bounds. 2-0 Glenwood. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the first. Glenwood putting on the press. Grand Junction having their troubles. And they dribble it out of bounds. They call it Maria Sills for dribbling out of bounds. She's 10 points a game. And the coach for Grand Junction saying she was getting pushed.
Yeah.
She wanted a foul. Bounce pass to Maddie Stewart. Stewart to Nykerk. High post right side. Back to Stewart. Top of the key. Stewart goes left to Davies. Top of the key to Bailey Winder. Winder down low to Nykerk. She was open on the block there, but threw it overhead and out of bounds. Another turnover.
That's 4 for Glenwood, 7 for Grand Junction. 4:37 left to go in this first quarter.
2-0 Glenwood. Another pass up half court, picked off by Nykerk. Nykerk to Stewart. Stewart down low to Helms. Helms double teamed, trying to muscle one up, and she's fouled. 2 shots. Well, you got a hand it to Lindsay Helms. She's taking it to the rack. Trying to get something going. See if she can hit these free throws. Let's say hi to Lindsay Helms' grandparents. They'd like to listen. There's the first free throw from Lindsay. And and missed it. Rolled off the rim. Linwood will host Erie on Saturday.
Sandoval comes in for Winder.
And we talked about Mia. She is just a bundle of energy.
Yeah, she's tenacious.
Helms' second attempt is... won't get the bounce. Nope, bounces off. 2-0 Linwood. Up the court comes Grand Junction. Here's Bunnell. Bunnell, double team. Zips it over to McKenna Young. McKenna Young's pass knocked away and a steal by Chloe Davies. Hands it off to Tay Nyker. Grand Junction scoreless. 2-0 Glenwood. Stewart to Helms in the near corner. And a bad pass. Just threw it right into the hands of McKenna Young, who's had it knocked away by Sandoval. Well, she is so tenacious. She wants that ball. 2-0 Glenwood. Pass right wing to Bunnell. Bunnell finds a lane, drives, shoots it over the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Grand Junction. And a foul on the floor.
Yeah, Alderman comes up with the rebound there.
Sandoval called for the foul. There's a pass into a wide open. Ella Alderman for the bucket, and it ties the game at two. And Glenn returns it over on the transition. Tied at two.
3:44 left to go in the first. Alderman hits the ground.
Pass weak side to Lauren Kelly. Here's a drive by McKenna Young. Banks it in. McKenna Young. And Grand Junction has the lead. 4-2. Stewart's got it near half court. Hands it off to Nyker. Nyker down to Helms, who missed the shot, but she's fouled. And Lindsay will go back to the line to try and tie it up.
Both teams are just feeling frantic right now.
Yeah. Helms with her first free throw. Oh, boy, just spins off the rim. Helms with her second attempt. That
there
time she
it
got
is.
It. 4-3, Grand Junction. We're going to call a foul on Maddie Stewart. As Kelly was bringing it up the floor, and Stewart got her with the body there. Her first foul. Pass to Kelly. Smothered there by Davies against the press. And Davies almost got a steal there. She's going to be called for a foul. Reaching in there. Could be Davies or could be Sandoval. Now it is Davies.
That's 5 team fouls already for Glenwood, so Young is going to the line.
McKenna Young shooting 50% on the season from the free throw line. Missed the first one. So if the percentages are right, she might hit the second one. 4-3, Grand Junction. Second free throw is good.
Numbers never lie, Ron.
5-3, Tigers lead the Lady Demons. Sandoval brings it up as a point. Left side to Nyker. Nyker to Stewart. Stewart to Helms. Dribble right into a double team. Loose ball taken by Stewart. Gets it. Kicks it out to Helms. Helms to Sandoval. And timeout called by Coach Ron Mosier.
Yeah. Coach Mosher was at the half-court line trying to get their attention.
So a 30-second timeout called by Glenwood.
2:56 left in the first quarter here.
See, we're in the rafters, literally.
Yeah.
This old gym. And there's the duct work right above us.
And then you're looking through the pipe work of the side basketball goals that are pulled up. Yeah. I can see the minute from here. Then I have to go to the seconds from here. Score back over this way.
You know, it's like the old gyms. It's dimly lit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Very yellow floor. You know, orange floor.
You go
floor
into the newer gyms, and it's almost blinding.
Yeah.
But a lot of charm in this little gym. 5-3 Grand Junction. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first. Sandoval will inbound the baseline. No, it's going to be Stewart inbounding. See what Coach Ron DeBosier drew up. Pass into Davies.
Oh, it's stolen.
And a steal. That's not what was drawn up. Nereus Sills brings it up. And stolen by Sandoval, who falls to the floor. And traveling called against Grand Junction. Just credit Sandoval with forcing that turnover. She's like a hummingbird, just zipping all over the place. Inbounds pass to Stewart, 5-3 Grand Junction. There's Sandoval. Bounce pass to Stewart, right wing. Pass to Bailey Weiner, puts up a shot off the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Alderman for Grand Junction. Sills has it one-on-one with Sandoval. Gets picked. He got punched in the nose. And that's an offensive foul? No.
No, it's
just a turnover.
She lost it out of bounds.
Yeah. Boy, Alderman set that nasty pick, and Sandoval's holding her nose like she got belted. 5-3 Grand Junction. Sandoval high post right side, and a pass into Winder. Oh, he got a foul.
Wow, that was a dangerous pass into Winder.
No kidding.
That barely made it to her.
She's flanked by two Junction defenders. Nykirk will inbound the sideline. Harper Young checks in. She's 7 points a game. Alderman out. That's going to be Stewart inbounding at the baseline. Nykirk moving around trying to get open. They go to Nykirk, right wing. Lobs the ball down to Winder. Winder puts up a shot. Missed it. Ball goes almost went out of bounds. Saved. And now a tie-up. They got a jump ball call. Possession's going to remain with Glenwood. 5-3 our score here in the first quarter. Time is winding down. Stewart inbounding.
Yeah. 2 minutes, 13 seconds.
Going to wide open. Bailey Winder.
That's Chloe Davies.
Oh, Chloe Davies, sorry. Yeah. It's a steal, and Stewart gets the steal, and a bucket. And Glenwood has the lead. 7-5, just like that. Two back-to-back baskets. 7-5 Glenwood. Grand Junction's got the ball fighting against the press. There's a hook pass up the court to number 21, Lauren Kelly. Puts up a three. That's off the back of the iron. And a save. Nope, went out of bounds. Just saying last touched by Glenwood. Yeah, you got the open window there.
Yeah. Minute 46 left to go in the first quarter.
Inbounds pass. Shot put up by Harper Young. Does it go? A foul's called. And Grand Junction's going to go to the line. 7-5, Glenwood. Harper Young to the line. She's a 40% free throw shooter.
That's Bunnell.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. And first free throw bounces off the rim.
It's hard to see the number when the ponytail is covering half of it.
Stewart out. Lindsey Helms back in. 7-5 Glenwood. Second free throw from Hayden Bunnell. That missed. Rebound off the hands of Winder into the hands of Davies. Here's Nykirk with the ball at the circle. Davies high post left side. Nykirk trying to get open. Davies got to get rid of it. Dribbles through a double team and gives the ball right up. Just dribbles right in the hands of Lauren Kelly, who banks it. Missed the shot. Rebound. Good hustle defense there by Sandoval. She'll go after every loose ball. Nykirk's got the ball. Dribbles past the defender. Takes it. Wanted to pass it underneath. A 3-second violation called against Bailey Winder. 7-5 Glenwood.
It's 10 turnovers for Glenwood already. Got a minute 12 left in the quarter.
Kenny Young against a double team. There's a turnover there. Nope, last touch by Dykirk. Good hands there. So inbounding is Nereus Sills. 10 points a game. She's scoreless so far. They go back court. Sills has it right wing in the near corner. Bounce pass, trying to drill one down there low. Here's Sills for three. That's off the rim, no good. That's going to go out of bounds. Glenwood ball. And slow games like this can accentuate the positive. Nykerk left wing, lobs it to Davies. Goes to Helms at the free throw line. Kicks it over to Sandoval. Sandoval to Winder. Back to Sandoval. Fakes the three. Now Winder posting up. Puts up a shot over the big defender. No good. Good defense by Harper Young.
I think Harper Young got a piece of that one.
Yeah, she's about, she's got to be 5'11", 6 feet. Pass down to Young. Puts up a shot. Blocked. But a foul's going to be called against Bailey. And that's her first.
Bailey wanted revenge for getting her shot blocked. She just got a little too much forearm.
Bailey Young, first free throw off the back of the rim. Harper Young, 40% free throw shooter. 7 points a game. Second attempt is no good. Rebound controlled by Winder. Doing the job, cleaning the glass there. Davies has it. Lobs it to Nykerk. Just got to get rid of it. Dribbles. Loses the dribble. Picks it up. Goes to Bailey Winder, top of the key, to Nykerk, left wing. Tang needs to put the ball up. Here's a pass to Sandoval. Drives baseline, floats it. Going to call a foul.
Going to go against Kelly for Grand Junction.
Jalen Hansen checking in for Lauren Kelly.
So it looks like we're 11 seconds left in this first quarter.
Sandoval inbounding the baseline. Helms calling for it. She's going to go into Nykerk. Nykerk in the lane to Winder, floats it in the lane. Good shot. That was Davies again. Sorry, yeah. Chloe Davies.
Oh, a heave picked off by Winder.
And that'll do it for the first quarter. 9-5 Glenwood after one. This is KMTS. Back to Grand Junction High School. Glenwood Lady Demons lead the Grand Junction Tigers 9-5. Chloe Davies, a couple of big buckets there. Lindsay Helms with the basket and a free throw, and Maddie Stewart with the basket. Get Taya Nykerk involved in the offense, and they're going to be in good shape. Grand Junction ball out of bounds. First quarter filled with turnovers.
Yeah, 10 for Glenwood and 13 for Grand Junction.
Holy moly. Inbounds pass to McKinney Young. Hands it off to Sills. Sills with a hook pass in the key to Harper Young, and she's fouled. She'll go the line.
Yeah, another one called on Winder, and she couldn't believe it. Looked to me like she was straight up and down.
That's her second. And Harper Young just can't find the range at the line. Misses the first free throw.
Grand Junction as a team is at 1 of 7 from the line so far.
Young's second free throw is no good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound controlled by Helms for Glenwood. Up the court comes Davies. Davies to Stewart. Down to, trying to feed it down to Gabby Taylor. Had the ball stolen. 9-5 Glenwood, second quarter just underway. Drive along the baseline by Hayden Bunnell. It goes underneath to Harper Young, and she floats one in. Her first basket. Tie, it's 9-7 Glenwood. Stewart left wing. Gets a pick from Helms. Kicks it over to Nykerk. Nykerk top of the key, or back to the defender. Lobs it over to Stewart. Stewart top of the key to Davies. Davies feeds it over in the corner to Nykerk, who gets defended. Here's Helms in the key. Davies for three from the top of the key. Won't get the bounce. Rebound controlled by Grand Junction. Pulled down by McKenna Young. It comes up. Hook pass to the far corner. Another turnover there. Intended for Jalen Hansen in the corner. Threw it out of bounds. Sandoval back in. Gabby Taylor out. Stewart will bring it up. 1-2-2 zone. A box and one. There's a pass down to Nykerk. Kicks it over to Stewart. Back to Nykerk. In traffic. Now goes to Helms from the free throw line.
Got it.
Lindsey Helms. Nice little shot from the free throw line. Their second basket. It's 11-7. Glenwood, they put on the press. Junction having some troubles. There's a pass up half court. And chasing it down the other end. It's Harper Young. Here's a three-pointer put up by Hayden Bunnell. Ugly shot. One-handed, just kind of launch it from her shoulder. Rebound taken by Stewart. Stewart to Nykerk. 11-7, Glenwood. We're in the second quarter. Davies with a drive. Pass going down to Helms. Nice idea, but a little too much on that one. A little floater would have sufficed because she was open on the block. Glenwood continues with the press. A near steal by Davies. Good hands. Knocked it out of bounds into the stands. 6:04 to go, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, good.
Oh, I guess I found a little spot where I can peer through. Remember trying to keep the time at Aspen a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I'd have to run
pass
down.
Pass up the court. Easy layup. Missed the shot. That shot attempted by Ella Alderman. Loose ball chased down by Glenwood. Nykerk's got it. 11-7 Glenwood. Pass to Sandoval. Sandoval to Davies. Thought about a three. Drives. Puts up a shot in traffic. Draws the foul. Chloe Davies playing a good game. That's what they got to do.
Well, they're saying that the foul's on the floor.
How is that?
Yeah, what? I'm not sure how that's...
She got hacked as she was putting the shot up. All right. So my good buddy Bob Lay, longtime referee doing the JV game. Poor guy. Got stuck with that one. Davies with a shot from 15. Missed it short. Rebound taken by Alderman for Grand Junction. She's double-teamed. Needs some help. Dishes it off to Maria Sills. Met there by Sandoval. Just won't let her go. And they're going to call a foul. I love watching Sandoval.
I think they're going to end up calling it on Maddie Stewart.
She got enough energy to charge up a Tesla.
Yeah.
Good night. 11-7 Glenwood. 5:34 to go. Sandoval guarding the person with the ball. That's Lauren Kelly. Here's a three-pointer top of the key. No good. Rebound taken by Helms. Wrestles that ball away, and a foul's going to be called against Alderman trying to get it back. And Lindsay's playing some tough ball.
We've had a lot of fouls in this first half. 5:22 to go. Both teams are up to two team fouls in this quarter again.
Stewart brings it up for Glenwood, lobs it to Sandoval. High post, left side, bounce back. Pass to Stewart, back to... Here's Nykerk for three in the corner. Her favorite spot, a little bit short. Rebound taken by Helms, off the hands, into the hands of Stewart, who knocks one down from 10 feet. Maddie quickly to the basket and gets the bucket. She's got two baskets, 13-7 Glenwood. Trying to go down low to Harper Young. Harper Young missed the shot. Rebound taken by Nykerk. Good defense there by Winder. Or by Davies. Here's Stewart left wing to Sandoval near half court. Ball knocked away in a steal. Lauren Kelly took the steal. Taking it coast to coast. Wants to shoot. Knocked away. Good strip there by Sandoval. No, she's just lost out of bounds. Credit Sandoval with a great defense forcing that turnover. Macy Sinicki checks in for Grand Junction.
Along with Lane.
13-7 Glenwood. 4:36 left in the half. Sandoval brings it up. She'll zip it over to Stewart. Back to Sandoval. Lost the ball and went out of bounds.
Yeah, both teams are right at 15 turnovers so far.
Ew. 13-7 Glenwood. Pass down to Alderman in the paint. Turnaround jumper off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Sinicki. Battle for it. Jump ball call. Possession will go to Glenwood. Nykerk needs to get some points up there. She's double digits normally. Stewart brings it up center court. Lobs it high post to Sandoval. Back to Stewart. Here's Nykerk, left wing. Stewart, top of the key to Sandoval. Back to Stewart. She'll launch a three. Almost banked it in. Sandoval gets the rebound. The putback attempt got knocked to the floor, and the little Tiger will go to the line. She's something.
Yeah, if she gets better with the handle and you know, better ball control,
yeah,
she could be that point guard they've been looking for. She's got the energy for it. Certainly has the defensive chops.
First free throw. Pushed it to the left. ...13-7 Glenwood. Sandoval's second attempt is... Oh, we got a lane violation anyway. She missed it. ...3:54 to go in the first half. Up the court is Bunnell. Goes to Sinicki. Top of the key to Sills. To Sinicki. Baseline. Gets double teamed. Now passes over to Bunnell. And threw it out of bounds. Davies will inbound. Far sideline. Lobs it into Nykerk. Nykerk at half court. Passes over to Sandoval. Back to Nyker, ball tip. Terry gets it back. Drives. Double team, goes to Davies from the free throw line. Bank shot, you betcha the bank is open. Chloe Davies with 6 points. 15-7. Glenwood, it's a pass up the court. And goes out of bounds, Glenwood ball. The cheerleaders aren't sure what to do with it. They just kind of got out of the way.
Tell you what, that is the fourth or fifth time Grand Junction has tried to beat the press just by launching it. I mean, they just haul back and throw like they're throwing from left field.
Yeah. 15-7 Glenwood.
And there's just nobody there. It's a matter of can somebody run it down.
Stewart trots it up, lobs it to Sandoval, high post. Now the Stewart, top of the key, way downtown. Oh, are you serious? That almost went in. And the rebound controlled by Alderman. Pass up the court. To a wide open Kelly, lays it up and missed the shot. Put back is no good by Harper Young.
No, it was good. It did go in.
I thought it plopped out. Sandoval's got it. 15-9 Glenwood. Here's Nykerk for three, all alone in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Helms. Put back missed it. Put back Davies. Chloe Davies determined. And got the put back. She's got 8 points to lead Glenwood. 17-9, Glenwood.
2:23 to go in the half.
The high pass, that's going to go out of bounds.
Another launch kind of pass.
Boy. Grand Junction really having their issues passing the ball.
That is 10 turnovers from them just throwing it away out of bounds.
Jenna Taylor will get the inbounds pass. No, it's going to be Davies. Taylor just checked in for Glenwood. Goes to Sandoval. Bounce pass back to Davies. Davies far corner to Nykerk. All over for another three. Try it again. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Taylor. Back to Nykerk. Nykerk goes to Sandoval. Puts up a shot blocked. And Sandoval fouled, but she'll go back to the line. Well, I like the passing. They're moving the ball better. Being unselfish. Nykerk's going to keep shooting that three. She'll eventually find her range.
Yeah, she'll dial it in. She loves that outside corner.
Yeah, that's her favorite spot. Sandoval's missed the last two. Bank shot, nope. She's 0 for 3 from the line.
Yeah, Glenwood is 1 for 7 so far from the line.
Sandoval's second attempt. No good. Another lane violation. And these are preseason fundamentals.
Yeah.
That's what you work on in camp. Grand Junction gets it. Oh, almost stolen by Helms. Grand Junction gets it across the line. Here's McKinney Young. Top of the key, long three-pointer by Lauren Kelly. Off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jenna Taylor. Taylor hands it to Nykerk. 17-9 Glenwood.
Minute 40 to go.
And a carry. Nykerk call for carrying the ball. 1:35 left in the half. 17-9 Glenwood. Junction gets it across. Alderman. Here's McKenna Young, right wing. Guarded there by Davies. Dribbles along the baseline. Lost it. A steal by Nykerk. Took it from the baseline. Great defense there. Hands it to Davies. Goes up the court to Helms. Helms drives in the paint. Nope. Call for traveling. Glenwood continues with the press. Up the left side comes Lauren Kelly, and she turned it over. Oh, my word. Checking in for Grand Junction, Jalen Hansen. Lauren Kelly out.
It's 20 turnovers for Grand Junction in this first half. 11 of those just lost out of bounds.
Davies, top of the key. Lows left side to Sandoval. Sandoval dribbles top of the key. Stops and zips it to Nykerk. Backs up. Wanted to shoot a three. They guard her. Goes to Helms. Down low to Bailey Winder. Put up a shot. No good. Put back. Who else? Chloe Davies. She's got 10 points to match her jersey number. It's 19-9 Glenwood. And now... got a foul.
Yeah. 45 seconds left to go in the half.
Taylor called for the foul. McKenna Young brings it up. Got it there by Sandoval. In her face. Here's Maya Sills. Sills with a drive. Her pass blocked by Helms. Now jump ball call. Possession will remain with the Tigers. Glenwood by 10. Jalen Hansen inbounding. Goes to wide open Alderman, who missed it badly. Rebound putback attempt no good by Harper Young, but she's fouled. And she'll go back to the line.
This will be Harper's third trip to the line. She's 0 for 4 so far.
Got 4 points. First free throw off the back of the iron. ...19-9 Glenwood. Second attempt is no good. Rebound controlled by Glenwood. As Jenna Taylor's got it. Driving to the basket. Oh, not fouled. Okay, a lot of contact there. Shot was blocked. Grand Junction ball. There's a steal by Jenna Taylor again. Driving to the basket. Now stops. Waits for her teammates. Goes to Sandoval. Puts up a shot from 15. Oh! Didn't quite make it. And now we got a foul against Glenwood. Against Taylor. Picks up her second. Taylor comes out. Maddie Stewart in. 43 seconds left?
4 seconds left.
Oh, 4 seconds. Oh.
4.3.
Oh, 4.3. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking through all the metal work and
yeah.
The...
Ah, it's the 15 foul, so it looks like... is that Hansen at the line?
I'm glad that he did.
Grand Junction is a team, 53% from the line. And it's number 5, Jalen Hansen. Off the front of the rim.
Right now they're 1 for 11 from the line.
Hansen's second attempt. Takes aim and got it. 19-10. Nykerk launches one. Bricks it. There's the buzzer ending the first half. A score after one half of play. It's Glenwood 19. Grand Junction 10. This is KMTS. Halftime here at Grand Junction High School in the old gym. Lady Demons playing a pretty decent first half. They have the lead over Grand Junction 19-10. And some unexpected scoring, I might say, from Chloe Davies, who leads all scorers with 10 points. Had a solid first half. Couple of buckets in the first quarter, three baskets in the second quarter, a couple on putbacks. Mia Sandoval playing tenacious defense. Been to the line twice, but missed all four free throws. Day Nykirk needs to get going. She's attempted four threes, missed them all. And she'll find her range eventually. Maddie Stewart with a couple of baskets. And Lindsay Helms with 5 points. A couple of baskets and a free throw. But the free throw shooting has been atrocious, really, for both teams. Grand Junction struggling mightily. 5 points each quarter. McKenna Young with a basket and a free throw. Jalen Hansen with a free throw. Ella Alderman with 2 points. And Harper Young leads Grand Junction with 4 points. And she's 0 for 7 from the line. They're getting the line a lot, but can't convert.
Yeah, Grand Junction is 2 for 12 from the free throw line. Glenwood's not much better, or actually not any better, 1 for 8 from the line. So, yeah, both free throw shooting as a team, both teams are doing pretty poorly. Rebound-wise, Harper Young for Grand Junction leads all rebounders. She's got 5. Alderman also has 5. Nobody else on Grand Junction has more than 1 or 2. Lindsay Helms and Chloe Davies both have 4 for Glenwood. Stewart and Nykirk both have 3. And right now the biggest tally, I keep stats with tallies in columns, and the biggest column right now is the turnovers.
Yeah.
Both teams, Grand Junction has 21 turnovers. 10 of those being steals by Glenwood, so good defense by Glenwood, but 11 of those are just them throwing the ball out of bounds. You know,
yeah.
trying to beat that full court press, they're just heaving the ball and hoping somebody can get to it. But Glenwood not doing a whole lot better. They've got 17 turnovers, 6 steals, 6 out of bounds, 3 travels, you know, a carry and 3 second violations. So lots of, it seems like young team mistakes.
Yeah.
See some of these mistakes that we've had. We've seen 2 lane violations at the from the free throw line. A lot of these just throwing the ball out of bounds. Like this, those are the kind of things we expect to see in the JV team, not necessarily here at the varsity level.
Yeah.
So both teams got to figure out how to clean that up.
And Rhonda's got, she's got years under her belt. She was a great player. She's a wonderful coach, not just on the X's and O's, but her personality. She loves the girls, devotes so much time to them, and she's got great assistants, you know, with Jordan DeCrow and Deanna Spraker, and I know some of the Angel Garcia, former boys player, helps out a lot. As I know, they drill them all the time, but it's just not clicking for some reason.
Yeah,
protecting the ball, not dribbling, face to face right into a defender, where you're just saying, "Here, you're tempting fate. Take the ball."
Or most of the time, dribbling right into a double team.
Yeah,
it's like it's almost like they think they're going to be able to split that double team somehow, and they often do. They just don't bring the ball with them.
Yeah.
So it's it's interesting to see that struggle.
Grand Junction, Glenwood is 7-2, going back to 2007 against the Tigers, and won the last 3. Of course, last year, Glenwood's girls team was dominant. They beat Grand Junction 54-10, 61-11 in 2021, 33-22 in 2020. Junction won in 2009 and 2019. Boys game should be interesting. Grand Junction boys have 2 or 3 young men with that are 6'4 plus, so good size and some good scorers. So Glenwood's triple threat in Wenger, Argeny, and Alec Clausen will have to be up to the task. But we've seen them play much bigger, burlier teams, and their quickness is just amazing.
Well, their quickness and their hops. I mean, both both Renteria and Claussen are just fantastic at cleaning the glass. You know, they're skying for rebounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, jumping, you know, a foot above the rim to get some of these rebounds. So they don't have the meat on their bones as some of the, I looked at some of the Grand Junction players while they were warming up. They've got some big boys, not just tall, but they got some thick ones too.
19-10, Glenwood with the lead. We get ready for the second half. NBA All-Stars have been selected. Nikola Jokic, no surprise there. Starting, part of the starting five in the West. Kevin Durant from the Phoenix Suns. Mavericks guard Luka Doncic. Oklahoma City Thunder guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and LeBron James. Eastern Conference, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak from Milwaukee Bucks. Joel Embiid from the 76ers. Jason Tatum from the Celtics. Tyrese Halliburton from the Pacers. And Damian Lillard from the Milwaukee Bucks. All right, here we go. Second half. Chloe Davies will inbound for Glenwood. And it goes into Nykerk. Back to Davies, left wing. To Nykerk, top of the key. Back to Davies, left wing. Nykerk trying to break to the basket. Davies dribbles. Hands it off to Bailey Winder. Winder to Nykerk on the wing. Gets a pick from Winder. Floats it in the paint. Won't get the bounce. Rebound controlled by Grand Junction. Jump ball called as Lindsey Helms forced the jump. Possession goes to Grand Junction. Glenwood continues with the press. Grand Junction has had their troubles. And they're going to call. Is it a foul? Against Nykerk. Yep. That's her second. Nerea Sills inbounding for Grand Junction.
Coach Moser's talking to the ref saying, why is that a foul? She was standing there the whole time. The ref is saying her legs were too spread apart. It's kind of an interesting take on it.
There's a drive by Young, baseline. Her pass through the key and into the Grand Junction bench. That just, look at the coach. She's ready to walk out the door.
It looked like she was throwing it at the coach.
Yeah. She looked up to the sky like, Lord have mercy. Get me out of here. Davies has got it. Goes to the far corner to Winder. Down low to Helms. Banks it. You betcha. Nice pass from Winder to Helms.
Again.
And another turnover. Glenwood's defense.
Just chucking it over the half court line, and there's nobody there.
And timeout called by Grand Junction.
Grand Junction has no answer for that full court press other than just heaving it and hoping that someone comes up with it. And they've got 13 turnovers where they've thrown it out of bounds.
6:59 remaining in the third quarter. 21-10 Glenwood. Glenwood's next game, girls and boys, is home on Saturday against Erie. 1:30 for the girls, 3 o'clock for the boys at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. And the next league game is Tuesday, the 30th at Battle Mountain. And Chloe Davies will inbound for Glenwood. In front of the scorer's table. Goes backcourt to Nykerk. Nykerk stops, lobs it to Davies. Davies gets a pick, dribbles, stops, top of the key. Her pass picked off. Bad pass. Stolen by Sills. Pass left side to Lauren Kelly. The Alderman down on the key, trying to go to Harper Young. Lost it. Kenny Young's got it for Grand Junction. Sills, pass to Young. Double team, forced up a shot, doesn't go. Good defense by Winder. Loose ball taken by Davies. 21-10, Glenwood. Nykerk calls out a play. Top of the key. Dribbles right side. Gets a pick from Davies. Passes to Davies. Puts up a shot. Blocked and a foul against Harper Young. That's a nice, well-executed little pick and roll there.
Yeah, a little give and go.
So Young picks up the foul. Davies at the line.
Her first trip to the line.
First free throw off the back of the rim. Jeepers, creepers.
One for nine.
Her first trip to the line. All right, come on, get in there, ball. Second free throw. Off the front of the rim this time. Rebound controlled by Grand Junction. Here's Lauren Kelly. Dribbles around top of the key. Pass right side to Hansen. Or rather to McKenna Young. Almost threw it away. Sills. Sinicki. Back to Sills. There's a drive along the baseline by McKenna Young. Almost stepped out of bounds. Sinicki almost shot a three. Said, no, I better not. Here's a three from the right wing. Bank shot. Brick. Missed it badly. Ball tipped around and controlled by Grand Junction. A shot put up by Sills. Kelly's got it. Pass down low to Alderman. Turnaround jumper. Fouled. She got fouled on the wrist. She'll shoot two.
Bailey's getting very frustrated down low.
That's her third.
You can tell she's saying, I don't know what else I can do here.
Ella Alderman, 4.4 points per game. Takes aim. Free throw is no good.
Grand Junction's 2 for 13.
Someone put a hex on these baskets.
Yeah. They're old and tired. That's
yeah.
What it is.
Second free throw is no good. Rebound caroms away, and it's taken by Stewart. Sandoval to Nykirk. Right wing. Being pestered there. Dribbles a couple times. Gets past two defenders. Loses the ball on the floor. Jump ball called. Possession goes to Grand Junction. 21-10. Oh, by the way, Glenwood with the lead. 5:22 left.
Yeah.
I've got just enough of a sight line there. I can
you piece it together.
There's a steal by Nykirk. She got fouled. Diving for the ball. Called against Sinicki. So Nykirk will inbound. It's Sills thinks she's inbounding the ball. Nope, you're mistaken. Nykirk tapping her head. Calling out a play. Goes to Sandoval. Sandoval. Top of the key to Davies. Davies, bad pass, tipped away. Davies gets it back. Here's Nykirk, right wing. Tay, dribble, top of the key, puts up a three. Oh, off the rim, no good. Rebound, put back. Stewart missed it, rolled off the rim. And the rebound controlled by Alderman for Grand Junction. And we got a traveling call. Another turnover. McKenna Young moving the feet.
Boy, credit that to Sandoval. Her pestering defense caused that.
21-10, Glenwood. Sandoval gets the inbounds pass. She drives, goes right wing to Davies. Directing, she was pointing. Sinicki took the ball out of her hands. There's a pass up the court to Alderman. Or rather to Lauren Kelly. Her shot is blocked, but she's fouled, and she's going to go to the line for two. Davies called for the foul. That's her third as well. Lauren Kelly, 4.2 points per game. She's a sophomore. A lot of underclassmen on this team. First free throw is good. Just happy to see someone break the curse.
Yeah, it's going to be a timeout in between.
Full timeout called by Glenwood. 21-11, Lady Demons lead with 4:46 to go. This is KMTS. 4 minutes, 46 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The Glenwood Lady Demons lead Grand Junction 21-11. Lauren Kelly will go back to the line to shoot her second free throw. She hit the first one. That's when Coach Rhonda Mosier called for a timeout. It's a 2-1 advantage for Glenwood here in this third quarter that's just plodding along. Bacon, lots of turnovers. I like mine a la mode. Lauren Kelly at the line, second free throw. Oh, they iced her. She missed it. Rebound taken by Nykirk. That's like icing the kicker. 21-11 Demons. Nykirk, top of the key, lobs it to Sandoval, right wing. Goes top of the key, almost stolen, and they're going to call a foul on Sinicki. Quick whistles here. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah. Sinicki trying to pick off that pass and got all forearm on Fuentes.
Who just checked in. Sandoval inbounding. Hands it off to Nykirk. Gets past the double team, drives. Oh, should have put up the shot. She traveled. She couldn't put on the brakes. Before she stopped her dribble, she just forgot what she was going to do. It's like, why did I come here? Oh, pass up the court to Sinicki. Drives. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound taken by Nykirk. Stewart's got it to Nykirk. Top of the key. 21-11 Glenwood. Nykirk. It's past the defender, stops, bounce pass to Sandoval. Jump shot from the baseline, won't get the bounce. Rebound controlled by Grand Junction. 10-point lead for Glenwood. Up the court to McKenna Young. Young met there, double teamed in the corner. There's a pickoff, a steal by Sandoval. And now reaching from behind is Sills. And Sills knocked it out of bounds. Sandoval. Giving up again, 4 or 5 inches in height, just jumped for all she was worth to get that steal. Young comes out for Grand Junction. 10-point lead for Glenwood. 3:48 to go in the third quarter. Stewart's got the ball. Ball knocked away, getting sloppy with it. Lobs it to Sandoval. Sandoval, dribble drive. At the baseline, tried to, I don't know if she wanted to pass it or shoot it, but she's fouled.
I think they're going to give her the two shots. Yep.
Well,
it's going to go against Sills.
Another trip to the line for Sandoval has not been beneficial for Mia. She's had struggled to find her range. Toeing the line there. First free throw is no good. The back of the iron. Jalen Hansen in for Grand Junction. The Reyes Sills out. All right, we're all thinking positive thoughts, Mia. Second free throw. There it is. Nothing but net. Splashdown. 22-11, Glenwood. Hansen on the floor. Almost threw it away. Grand Junction gets it across. A steal by Nykirk. Almost stepped out of bounds. Good steal by Taya. To Stewart, back to Nykirk. Sets the offense from the circle. Dribbles left side. Now goes right side to Sandoval. High post. Here's Davies, top of the key. Davies to Stewart, left wing. Stewart lost the ball. Dribble it off her foot. Dives for it from her, laying her on her back. Tried to dish it away. And before she turned it over, Coach Rhonda Mosier alertly called timeout. A 30-second break. 3:04 to go in the third quarter. 22-11, Glenwood.
The Grand Junction coach screaming something. You know, Stewart dove to get that ball, and I don't know what she was screaming, but the ref took a moment to, you know, address whatever she was saying. Boy, she was fired up.
Yeah. Glenwood trying to, both teams trying to snap a 5-game losing streak. Taya Nykirk will inbound on the far side. And Sandoval trying to get open. They float it into Mia. Gets it back to Nykirk, left wing. Guarded there by Lauren Kelly. Dribbles around. Kelly stays right with her. Kelly goes for the ball and gets a steal. Dribbles up the left side. Bounce pass through the key and a shot put up. No good, but a foul's called. Macy Sinicki to the line for two shots. Foul called against Stewart, her first. Well, Grand Junction has had their opportunities to make this a closer game.
Yeah.
They've been to the line so many times. Just can't buy a bucket. First free throw. Nope. Thank you. May I have another? Look at all the zeros I'm putting up here.
Yeah, two
free throws.
Two for 17.
Her second attempt. Nope, not
it's
a chance.
Short. Yeah. Two for 18.
Holy moly. Glenwood ball out of bounds. Grand Junction putting on the press. Up the court comes Sandoval. It's a 2-on-1 advantage. Sandoval puts up a shot, draws the foul. Sandoval back to the line. Well, you know, she hit her first free throw. She's like, okay, I found my range.
Yeah.
She's broken
the curse. Now let's go back to the line. Let's
put two in. The girl's got moxie, you know. She's got guts. Said, I don't care if you're a foot taller than me. Her first free throw. Oh, get in there.
I got in there.
Bounced in.
The friendly roll.
Instead of turnovers, have a roll. Mia, feeling confident. Her second attempt is no good. Bounce out the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Helms, falls to the floor. Taken by Sandoval, puts up a shot. She falls to the floor. Lost it out of bounds. And Helms is shaken up. Uh-oh. Helped to her feet by Sandoval. Lindsay's all right. She's going to come out. And Fuente's in for her. 23-11, Glenwood.
2:37 left to go in this third quarter.
Glenwood continues with the press. They don't have it across. Now they do, finally. Up the court comes Genevieve Lane. Pass, high post, right side, three-pointer. Bank shot, badly missed there by Lauren Kelly. Rebound controlled by Glenwood. Nykerk's got it center court. Calls out a play. 23-11, Glenwood. Hands off to Stewart. Maddie to Sandoval at the circle. Right side to Fuentes. Top of the key to Davies. Davies waves the ball around. Bounce pass. Trying to feed it underneath to Fuentes, who was open. But
Fuentes just wasn't ready for it.
Nope.
She's just not used to getting that kind of feed.
Well, she's still getting her feet wet in terms of varsity basketball. She hasn't played a whole lot. But there's a baseball pass up the court. Picked off by Nykerk. Nykerk, top of the key, dribbles around right side of the wing, still dribbling, but back to the defender. Bounce pass to Davies, right wing. Asks for a pick. Davies stops right wing. Back to Nykerk. Nykerk still scoreless. Here's Davies, right wing. Stewart trying to post up. Fuentes, top of the key. Sandoval, she'll take it to the rack. Nope, she's going to stop there. Goes to Nykerk, top of the key. Gets a pick from Sandoval. Offensive foul. Sandoval getting a little physical there, that pick. That 5'1" pick there.
That's going to be her second. Minute 32 left to go in this third quarter.
Harper Young back in for Grand Junction. 23-11, Glenwood.
And Lindsay Helms coming in as well. Fuentes is going to be out.
Inbounding the ball is Nerea Sills. Goes back court to Hansen. Pass up the court. The far corner.
Lost.
And a steal by Nykerk. As Mia Hines had it stolen by Nykerk. Davies to Nykerk, right wing. Nykerk holding the ball overhead. Goes to Davies. Davies flips it over to Helms. Lost the ball over her shoulder. Picks it up. She's kind of stumbled there. Now Davies at near half court. Goes to Sandoval, right wing. She's going to drive. Baseline, shot. Tried to draw the foul, nothing doing. A steal there by Harper Young, and now Grand Junction loses it out of bounds. Mercy, 6. 23-11, Glenwood. Alderman back in for Grand Junction. McKinney Young out. Sandoval will inbound. She'll drive against anybody.
Yeah.
Lob pass into Helms. Helms blocked there. Here's Sandoval. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound off the hands of Helms into the hands of Alderman for Grand Junction. 23-11. Glenn, here's a steal by Sandoval. Sandoval wanted to pass. Stewart got blocked there. Here's a shot put up by Davies. Blocked by Alderman. Loose ball ends up with Grand Junction. No foul. Pass up the court. Steal by Nykerk. Grand Junction's got to be close to 30 turnovers here. Davies left wing to Nykerk. High post left side.
23 seconds left to go.
Here's Helms. Top of the key. Stewart left wing. Stewart to Davies. Davies to Sandoval. Fakes the shot. Davies. Somebody get open. Here's Nykerk at the baseline. Goes to Davies. To Nykerk. Three-pointer from the corner. Yes, ma'am! Knocks it down as the buzzer sounds. Perfectly executed. They run the clock down and knock down a three. The first bucket of the night for Nykerk. It's a big one. A three-pointer. 26-11. Glenwood, this is KMTS.
Well, welcome back to Grand Junction High School, where the Glenwood Lady Demons are leading 26-11 over the Grand Junction Tigers.
Dan Nykerk knocked down that three-pointer, her first basket, just as the buzzer sounded in the third. Stewart gets the inbounds, has it knocked away. Grand Junction with the press. Nykerk has it, gets it across the line, gets a pick there. They're going to call Davies. No, a foul is going to be called against Harper Young. As Davies set a pick there and took the punishment. Yeah, thanks for taking that. I was getting a sip of my lemonade.
And that was called against Brunel.
Oh, Brunel.
Yeah.
Nykerk gets the inbounds. Nykerk drives in the lane. Floater from 10 feet. Banks it. Missed it badly. Rolled out the red. Nykerk stealing the ball away. Forces a jump ball. Possession goes to Grand Junction. One turnovers through three quarters for Grand Junction. Ugly. Sinicki gets the ball. Double team. Gets out of the court to Hayden Bunnell. Bunnell to Alderman. Lays it up. Missed the shot. They just can't find the glass. She gets the ball. Trying to muscle one up there, and she got banged up a little bit. Foul's going to be called. Officials discussing
who the foul should be on, I think.
Toronto Mosier asking for an explanation. It was called against Helms. That's her first. Inbounds pass to Alderman. Puts him a shot with the left hand. Missed the bank shot, but drew the foul. She's at the line.
Alderman is tall enough. She's getting clean shots. She's just putting way too much on them. They're going off the backboard and going on the other side of the rim. There's no touch to them. It's like they're being hurled at the rim.
Alderman's first attempt, first free throw is good. Sandoval back in. Davies out for a breather. 26-12, Glenwood. Fourth quarter just underway. Not sure what the discussion is. There's a referee talk at the scorer's table. Now explaining something to Coach Mosier. Alderman dribbles a couple times. Her second free throw is good. Nice little shot there. Helms against the press goes into Nykerk. Back to Helms. Her hand was held there. Boy. Sandoval got knocked to the floor. Gets back up. Nykerk's got it at the circle. High post left side. Puts it over to Sandoval near the circle. Sandoval protecting the ball. Dribbles. Picks it up. A foul's going to be called against McKenna Young.
Grand Junction getting a little more frantic with their defense.
You know, I see a point guard in Sandoval.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. So saying, if she could get that handle going a little bit.
Pass into Stewart. Helms got belted and knocked to the floor. Collects herself off the floor. Sandoval's got it top of the key. Sips it over to Nykerk, right wing. Nykerk gets a pick in traffic. Hands it off to Winder. Puts up a shot. Banks it. Miss it. She's going to the line with a couple of free throws. Again, a nice feed from Nykerk. Good give and go. And Bailey Winder to the line. She is scoreless tonight. 26-13 Glenwood. And Winder for two shots. Here it is. 27-13, Glenwood. Our second free throw. Perfect.
That's the way to do it.
28-13, Glenwood. Lady Demons continue with the press. Sandoval. Here's a pass almost picked off by Nykerk. Loose ball taken by Sandoval at half court. And she got knocked to the floor, and that's a foul. I'm telling you.
Yeah, the defender.
I'm so impressed with Mia, her energy and her.
Well, the defender ran past her, and since I couldn't get in front of her to defend her, they just grabbed her by the hip and pulled her down.
Full timeout called by Grand Junction. And we'll take a break. Let's see, 6:44 to go in the ball game. 28-13 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to the old gym at Grand Junction High School. Record balls coming this way in May, end of May, at the end of the school year. So they build a new campus. 28-13 Glenwood with the lead. I imagine this will be my last call here at this old gym. Mia Sandoval will inbound the ball. 6:44 to go in the ball game. Sandoval near the scorer's table, right near the Glenwood bench. Bounce pass into Nykerk. Nykerk, one-on-one. Gets past Sills, drives left-hand layup, missed the scoop shot. Got her own rebound, nope. Battle for it, ends up with Sills. There's a wrestling match on the floor. Jump ball, they call. Possession will remain with Lady Demons. Oh, that was a pretty-looking shot attempt by Nykerk. Just couldn't get it to fall. Got one basket, that three-pointer that ended the third quarter. Nykerk inbounding at the baseline to the right of the basket. Needs to get rid of it, lobs it in to Winder. Winder to Stewart. Stewart to Nykerk, left wing. And a foul. It's going to be called against Grand Junction. They call it against Lauren Kelly.
I'm surprised Alderman didn't get called for a foul here. Bailey Winder's trying to get position, and Alderman threw an elbow at the back of her head.
Wow.
And the ref saw it. He came over and even said something to her.
So we're at the five-foul limit. That's going to send Nykerk to the line.
Not sure. I think because another foul had already been called, might have been the only reason he didn't call that one.
Today's first free throw. Got it. ...29-13 Glenwood. Nykerk, second free throw. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to Grand Junction, pulled down by Lane. Pass up the court to Lane. Lane, her pass picked off by Helms. And just his, here, Taya, you take it. We're on the offense. Taya hands it off to Stewart. Helms. Stewart drives. Puts up a wild shot off the side of the backboard. That was ill-advised. ...29-13 Glenwood. Glenwood still pressing here. Maria Sills. Trying to get it up the right side. Here's a pass plucked out of the air, just stolen by Winder at half court. Winder to Sandoval, top of the key. Right wing to Nykerk. All alone for a three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound caroms away. Chased down by Grand Junction. Pulled down by Lane. Up the court to Sills. Sills launches a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Siddiqui. Back to the hoop. Got it. And the crowd goes wild here in Grand Junction. They haven't had much to cheer about. 29-15. Glenwood with the lead.
5:31 left in the fourth quarter.
Thank you, sir.
It's a full timeout.
Full timeout. We'll take a break. Demons with the lead. Trying to snap a five-game losing streak. This is KMTS. Back to Grand Junction High School. The Glenwood Lady Demons leading the Tigers 29-15. Glenwood, 9 points in the first, 10 in the second, 7 in the third, including that three-pointer just as the buzzer sounded for Nykerk, her first basket. For Grand Junction, 5-5-1. Uno, a single point in the third quarter. They've got four here in the fourth quarter. 4-3 edge after Sinicky hit that basket.
I think it's the most turnovers I've ever seen collectively between two teams.
Wow.
Grand Junction has 34 turnovers. Glenwood not far behind them with 25.
Wow. Sandoval gets the inbounds, brings it across the line. She looks confident dribbling the ball. Okay, but she picked it up, and she's got to get rid of it. And lost it, ball knocked away. She's got it between her legs, trying to clutch the ball there. Between her knees. She's got a little sloppy there.
Yeah. So jump ball goes to Grand Junction. Boy, I tell you what, Lane just kind of shoved Sandoval to the ground.
Yeah.
There.
Pass into Lauren Kelly. Kelly top of the key to Sills. Drives around Helms. Gets double teamed. Lost the ball. Got it back. She's still double teamed. It's a cross court pass to Lane. Sinicky with a drive. Lane down to Alderman in the paint. Pivots. Shoots. Score! Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Nykirk. And Alderman, I feel sorry for her. She just can't find a basket. She's getting pretty good looks. Here's Helms at the free throw line and a foul. They'll send Lindsay to the line. We're at the 5-foul limit a couple minutes ago. 4:43 to go in the ballgame. 29-15 Glenwood.
That's the fourth foul on Mira Sills. And I wonder if she's going to stay in the game.
And Lindsay Helms knocks down the first free throw.
She's got 8 points.
Make it 9 as she knocks down both free throws. 31-15 Glenwood. Lane, long three-pointer off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Glenwood as Nykirk gets another board. A three-pointer attempted by Kelly. Nykirk to Davies. No reason to rush here. Protect the ball. Don't turn it over. Davies has it. High post down to Helms in at the free throw line. Back to Nykirk. Nykirk cross court to Sandoval. Sandoval being pestered there. Hands it off to Davies. And a 5-second violation. You've got to get rid of that ball. Got to make a movement. Or start dribbling or pass it. So Sandoval out, Stewart back in for Glenwood. 31-15 Lady Demons. Lauren Kelly one-on-one with Helms. Doesn't have it across the timeline yet. Now she does. Floats it up. Here's a near steal by Nykirk. A leaping attempt. Couldn't quite come down with it. She kind of fell to her tush. Went out of bounds. Sills inbounding. Goes back court to Kelly. Back to Sills. Down to Alderman in the paint, double team, puts up a shot. It doesn't go, but she draws the foul.
It's going to be a bit against Winder. That's going to be her fourth.
This girl is, she's tall, athletic.
That's 5 for Winder.
So Winder fouls out. And Fuentes in for the remainder. Winder fouls out with no points. Got some big rebounds. Alderman, first free throw, got it.
She's hit her last three.
Yeah.
Finally coming to life there.
Can't buy a bucket. I mean, she brought her lunch money, but just nothing for sale. She's getting her points at the line. Next free throw, off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Fuentes. And a jump ball called. Immediately, possession goes to Glenwood. Davies inbounds to Nykirk. They double up on her. Immediately, ball comes loose. Davies gets it, goes to Stewart, who gets it across the line. Crossover dribble, lost control of it. From one knee, goes to Davies. Now Nykirk, smothered there near the circle. Puts it on the floor. Hands it off to Fuentes in the corner. Fuentes lobs it down to Helms. Nice pass and a nice bucket. Fuentes with the assist. 33-15 or 16 is a layup by
Alderman.
Alderman finally got a layup to go.
And we got a timeout called.
Timeouts.
I think it's Grand Junction.
Yep. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. 3:15 left in the game. 33-18 Glenwood. This is KMTS. 33-18 Glenwood with the lead over Grand Junction. Looking to snap a five-game losing streak. 3 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the ball game. Bailey Winder just fouled out. Fuentes took her place. Glenwood gets the ball out of bounds. Grand Junction puts on the press. Davies will inbound. Everyone being guarded closely, and they get it into Nykerk. She's double-teamed right away and gets it back to Davies. And Davies is fouled. What a silly foul. Silly by Sills. Maria Sills. And that was just unnecessary.
That might be her fifth.
That is. Yeah, she knows she's done. She's replaced by Jalen Hansen. And Davies at the line for two shots.
Second trip to the line. She missed her first two.
First free throw. Money. Splashdown. They're starting to hit these free throws.
Davies has having a good game. She's got 11 points, 6 rebounds.
A great first half. Her second free throw, perfect. 35-18 Glenwood. Pass up the court. Another steal by Nykerk, who got knocked to the floor. And a foul is going to be called against Alderman. He puts her hands on her face in disbelief. She can't believe it. And that is 5 for Alderman. So she can join Sills at the bench.
That is the 7th steal by Nykerk, contributing towards 35 turnovers for Grand Junction.
Wow. 35-18 Glenwood. Nykerk at the line. First free throw. Perfect. Alderman out, replaced by Harper Young. Nykerk's next free throw, perfect. And it's 37-18 Glenwood. In control here. Glenwood continues to press. Oh, that was a double dribble there by Kelly. And now we got a foul call, I think, against Maddie Stewart. Stewart's third or fourth?
Fourth. Glenwood also 4 team fouls. So at this point, they need to
please don't. And a near steal by Nykerk forces a jump ball. This Lane trying to drive in the lane, and Nykerk just tied her up. Pass into Lane. Lane drives, floats with the right hand. Good shot. Genovesia Lane. Now what?
It's going to be a
stop
foul.
Stop to play. Got a foul against Grand Junction.
It's going to be against Kelly.
37-20, Glenwood. And back to the line we go.
It's the fourth for Kelly. Grand Junction's going to start to run out of players here.
2:37 remaining in the ball game. Nykerk at the line. Knocks it down. Getting her points one way or t'other.
Yeah, after a rough start.
Yeah.
Tay has gone 4 for 5 from the line.
Second free throw, perfect. This one's on ice. 8 points for Tay. 39-20 Glenwood. Oh, we got a foul. Nykerk, the guilty party.
I don't understand why Coach Mosier doesn't turn the press off here. They're getting more and more into foul trouble.
Yeah.
We got a 19-point lead.
First free throw is good from Lauren Kelly. Kelly's second attempt, perfect. Everybody's joining the free throw party. Nykerk brings it up. Good bump there. Ball knocked out of bounds by Kelly. Davies inbounding, lobs it into Nykerk. Two, that long ponytail flowing. Here's a reach-in foul called against Kelly. .217 left. Boys.
Now Kelly has fouled out.
Wow, three players foul out. Jeepers. Both boys teams waiting anxiously, nervously in the wings to start their game. Nykerk back to the line. And gets, oh, I thought she was going to get the bounce there. Let's stop the rim. She's hit five free throws this quarter. Second attempt is no good. Spins off the rim, ball out of bounds. Grand Junction ball.
2:15 to go in the game.
Drive by Hansen. Gets, flips it out right side to Lane. Puts up a shot and doesn't get the bounce. Rebound taken by Davies. Davies to Nykerk. No press this time. Nykerk. Cross-court pass to Stewart, back to Nykerk. Run some clock here. 39-22 Glenwood. Nykerk, high top of the key. Dribbles around, finds a lane. She's going to take it. Forces up a shot. Traveling.
Yep.
It's good defense there by Grand Junction.
Minute 44 to go.
He said, hoping the clock would move faster. Nykerk almost got another steal there. It's a pass down to Harper Young. Puts up a shot. Banks it. Got it. Grand Junction offense starting to click here, but too little too late. Nykerk's got it. Goes to Davies. Center court. Stewart back to Davies. 39-24 Glenwood. Oh, that's going to be an offensive foul against Stewart. Just threw an elbow there into the gut of Genovicious Lane.
And Stewart is fouled out.
Okay.
That's, what, five players? Three for Grand Junction, two for Glenwood? We knew there was a lot of fouls early on in the game. Now it's starting to pay off here. Minute 10 to go.
Hines. And another turnover for Grand Junction. No, I honestly, I couldn't eat another one. Seriously. No more turnovers.
Yeah. I'm full.
I'm quite full. Pass in two. They're going to go to Nykerk. Davies back to Nykerk. The corner to Fuentes. Lost control of the ball. It was knocked out of bounds. We'll get out of bounds with a minute 33 to go.
This is the second game we haven't seen Lillian Wattier play. I was just noticing.
Nice pass down to Nykerk. Got the layup and missed it. As she fell to the floor. Bodies peeled off the hardwood. Nice feed down to Tab, but couldn't get the finish. Three-pointer put up by Lane. Does it go? Rebound put back. Good by Mia Hines.
29 seconds left to go.
Nykerk's got it. High post, left side. 39-26, Glenwood. Davies down to Helms. He got fouled. There's another foul. Lindsey Helms to the free throw line.
Helms missed her first three at the beginning of the game, but she's hit her last three, so she's 3 for 6.
Got 11 points on the night. First free throw, perfect.
Got it dialed in.
.40 points for Glenwood, 40-26. Next free throw. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Nykerk. Oh, lost it out of bounds. Good hustle there.
12, 11, 10, 9,
8. There's a shot put up by Harper Young.
2-1.
Ball game.
There you go.
Final score, Glenwood 40, Grand Junction 28. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Well, the Glenwood Lady Demons snap a five-game losing streak, beating Grand Junction 40-28. Glenwood outscored Grand Junction 9-5 in the first quarter, 10-5 in the second, 7-1 in the third quarter. Excuse me. And believe it or not, Grand Junction lit up the scoreboard with 17 points in that fourth quarter. But Glenwood leading by 19 and ends up winning by 12. So they scored 14 in that fourth quarter. Most of the points from the free throw line. Taya Nykerk scoreless in the first half. Got her first bucket, a three-pointer, as the buzzer sounded to end the third quarter. And then Glenwood going to the line often and knocking down their shots. They were missing a lot of free throws early on, but found their touch, and Nykerk finishes with 8 points. Five of those points from the stripe. Chloe Davies, a nice night, 12 points. Did most of her damage in the first half with 10. Knocked down a couple free throws in the fourth quarter. Maddie Stewart with 4 points. Bailey Winder with just 4 points. Or 2 points, I'm sorry. She fouled out, as did Stewart late in the game. And Lindsay Helms, solid effort, 12 points. 7 point second half for Grand Junction. Harper Young with 8 points. And Ella Alderman with 7 points. Their high scores for Grand Junction as they lose their sixth straight. Glenwood now goes to 6-10 overall. And get rid of that losing streak. Take on Erie. Another Tigers team on Saturday at home. 40-28, the final, Glenwood over Grand Junction.
Yeah, three Tigers right in a row. You had Summit Tigers on Tuesday.
That's right, yeah.
Grand Junction Tigers, and then another Tigers coming up. Other stats to share. Nykerk ends up leading the Glenwood Demons on the rebound front. She ended up with 8. Davies with 7.
And
Stewart
the steals.
With 5. Yeah, she had 7 steals. Sandoval had 4. And then both Winder and Helms each had 3. Total of 20 steals on the night. They ended up about 50% from the line. We were talking about in the first half, they were only 1-for-8. They turned it on there from the free throw line at the end, and they ended the game 15 of 29. But again, keeping up their average on the turnovers, they had 27 turnovers tonight. So not great on the turnover front. Grand Junction had a total of 28 rebounds, being led by Alderman with 8. Harper Young had 7. And Sinicki had 4. They ended up, they were 2-for-12 from the free throw line in the first half. They ended up with being 8 of 23. But they have probably the highest I've seen so far, 36 turnovers. Like I said, 20 of those were steals by Glenwood. They had 15 of them, which were just them throwing it out of bounds. You know, they could not handle the press. Their idea of beating the press was just heaving it down the court,
yeah,
and hoping somebody could catch up to it. So they threw it out of bounds over 15 times. So just incredible. But good to see Glenwood get the win and break that losing streak, and we say good luck to the Grand Junction Tigers moving forward
see
as well.
If Glenwood can tame another Tiger, the Erie Tigers,
yeah,
on Saturday at home. 40-28, the final. Glenwood over Grand Junction. The boys' game coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to KMTS.